This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Drain the poison politics that has set us against one another. When that poison is you, it's kind of tough to do. Unless old Biden's going to get out of his own way. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden giving his Christmas speech. Don't feel bad if you missed it, because guess what? I did. I didn't hear Joe give us the big old pep talk. Woohoo! There's not going to be a whole lot of pep coming into 2023. Joe will figure out a way to spike the football over problems of his own creation. He'll continue to blame the MAGATs, the Trumpsters, the deplorables, whatever, what are the names they call us? He'll continue to divide based on global climate farce or race relations or gender nonsense. That seems to be his big deal too, right? Let's destroy marriage. Let's destroy religion. Oh, but pedophilia is okay. And leave it to the pedophiles. Well, look at the Catholic Church. Look at what they do. Okay, so you got a few bad apples in the Catholic Church, who, by the way, let me tell you what the priest, and I use my finger quotes, in the Catholic Church, who are molesting boys, they're just lefties who are there to destroy the church. They're not really pious, in this case, Christian Catholics. They're just lefties who are trying to destroy the church. And, I mean, they're right in the midst of where they can get it done. And if they do get caught, they can go, oh, well, it was the church. Same thing they've done in education. Remember when education, teachers cared. I'm not going to tell you that teachers didn't mess around with their students at some point. I don't know when all that began to occur, but I can tell you when I think it really went into full steam ahead, 1979, when the government decided to get involved. Then the pedophiles went, ooh, it's ripe for the picking. Let's go get it. Let's go get them. The kids are right there for us. They're bringing them to us. With their little open minds. And you know what we'll also do? We'll use pop culture. Yeah. We'll steal their culture. Right from under their parents' noses. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's the rest of that clip on Biden, by the way.
I hope this Christmas season marks a fresh start for our nation. Because there's so much that unites us as Americans. So much more that unites us than divides us.
President Biden, he is returning to the uniter-in-chief mode at the White House yesterday. Critics, though, remember that polarizing remarks, those attacking MAGA Republicans and the unvaccinated from earlier in the year. One tweet on Biden's unity speech says, the guy who tried to turn Americans against each other over a vaccine and often yells about half the country being fascist, spare us, you old Grinch. Another writing, I guess last year's Christmas message wasn't much of a hit. A year ago, Biden warned the unvaxxed faced a winter of, quote, severe illness and death. We have Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America on Fox News Radio, to weigh in on all of that.
How about it?
The sparkly coat going?
Yeah, I was trying to distract from the 200-point IQ gap between you and me.
No. You look fabulous.
But I'm going to go easy on you. Don't worry. I'm kidding.
Thank you.
IQ, for real, though, because if Joe Biden was a Christmas song, he would be Feliz Navi Dumb. I mean, what an idiot thing to say. It speaks to such a lack of self-awareness, because as everybody pointed out on Twitter, there has been no one more divisive in this year than Joe Biden. And let's take it further. Not only did he call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated, not only did he say MAGA Republicans were semi-fascists, but he also called Georgia's voter ID law Jim Crow on steroids, a law that went on to break every turnout record known to man. So what this is really symptomatic of is this is a White House that lives in the death of shame. And what I mean by that is they'll say anything. They don't care if it's true. They don't care how easily disprovable it is because they know the media doesn't push back. And I'll give you an example. Karine Jean-Pierre, in a year where we've had millions of people cross the border, got up to the podium this week and was like, no, the border's closed. Apparently it identifies...
Multiple officials made that claim. Yeah.
Apparently the border identifies as closed. Its pronouns are bull and crap. Because in what world with a straight face could you say that? Except that's who they are.
When he says that's who they are, it always reminds me of what Barack Obama would say. That's not who we are. And I'd go, okay, but it is who you are. Now, that's not the American way. We don't turn people away. That's not who we are. Yeah, we are. We're the people that say, you come in here legally, you're fine. You don't, you're not welcome. We're the people that set the standard for the world. We used to, anyway. Not anymore. But Joe Biden wants a fresh start for our nation, folks. He says there's so much more that unites us than divides us. Yeah. Like, maybe fair elections? And they touched on an absolutely amazing point. And I hope we never forget this, by the way. Vaccine mandates. Calling half of us fascist. Warning us for the we were all going to die if we didn't get vaccinated. And telling us what they call us super spreaders. And then if you didn't want to wear the mask, well, you were it was okay to attack you. Not only verbally, but physically. They condone this. They wanted us in jail. Now he wants to unite. You believe him? I mean, old Joe the Uniter. I don't know about you. Wouldn't you want to be spending Christmas with the Bidens? Boy. Where do you go from here? You know, I get where Joe Biden wants to set this reconciliatory idea going into the year 2023 because it's not going to be a good year for the Democrats and it's going to get worse. I don't know how, but I do know I'll be a part.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't know if any of you guys saw Knives Out. I was watching it while I was sick. And I had seen the original one that was done with, I can't remember the guy's name, but it had the guy played James Bond, and he played the sleuth who would figure things out, and it had the girl who threw up whenever she lied, things like that. So it was a funny show, and very entertaining, a good, great whodunit, you know, along the lines of, you know, Death on the Nile and all the others. But I gotta tell you, this one with Glass Onion that had what's this guy's name? He was American X. And also in that movie where he played the kid who killed the priest. That gear got him off. But he acted like he had double personality. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, a great actor, but horrible. It was horrible. And the only reason why I'm bringing it up is it was trending over the last couple of days because of Ben Shapiro saying that it was horrible. And it got me, and people were jumping on Ben Shapiro. Look, what's he know? He doesn't know anything. And I agreed with him. I said, Ben Shapiro nailed it. It was horrible. I watched an hour plus of it, and finally I shut it off. Edward Norton, thank you. My producers came through it. Anyway, I shut it off. It was boring. You know, you didn't get... It was so... I can't even describe it. It's not worth it, I promise you. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, man. I was all excited, especially when you're sick. You're like, ooh, man, I get to watch something new. You know? No, it was not worth it. But I couldn't believe they jumped all over this guy because he gave an opinion about it. Look, we could disagree. You could say Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, and you'd be wrong. But at least we could debate it, right? But man, they jumped on Ben Shapiro, and you can tell their beef with Ben Shapiro isn't in, you know, yeah, you were right about this, or you're wrong about this. It was strictly political. Who's he to tell about Ben Shapiro? What's he know? Conservative. You know, really, we've gotten down to where we can't even have discourse on something as trivial as a Hollywood movie. And Shapiro probably went into, because I remember one of the things that he wrote or something like, and it was all, you know, left-leaning. He definitely put some politics in it. And I'm sure, had I finished, I probably would have looked at him and, yeah, you're right, it was political in this respect. But... He, you know, in other words, he probably could have just critiqued it without any politics. Because let me tell you, I could have critiqued it without any politics. Politics notwithstanding, it sucked on ice. It was all horrible. And I know they tried to make it this, and they tried to pretty it up with some pretty people. And I forget the girl who was in Hidden Figures, who played one of the mathematicians. The one that got her, ended up going to school, fought to get into night school or go to regular college, etc. Her last name's Jackson. No kin to me. But she's a pretty lady. But she was an antagonist in the movie and all this. But, you know, and they tried to, again, they did everything they were supposed to do. Hot girl in the bathing suit. I think Goldie Hawn's daughter was in it, etc. It was not good. Just flatly wasn't. Anyway, that's my little pop culture piece on that. But I do want to make one other pop culture statement in this particular segment, and it has to do with an NBA basketball player. And I want to play a clip of what he said, and then we'll talk about it.
Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? And if not, how was it like having them there in the building?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
The Prince and Princess of Wales.
Oh, no, I did not. I'm only familiar with one royal family. I don't know too much about that one.
Thank you. Any other questions?
But I'm glad they're hopefully they're Celtic fans. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Man, I got to tell you, I almost started watching basketball again because of this young brother right here. What a statement. Did you get a chance to meet with the royal family? You mean Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? No, the royal family, Meghan and... No, there's only one royal family. Boom! There's only one royal family. Are you the... Hello, conservatives? Conservatives? Wow! What a mind blown. You, these people, I would have loved to have been at this press conference. I would have been clapped. Look at this brother. I'm a Celtics fan now. I'm a fan of this guy here, whatever team he plays on. You know what guts it took for him? He dismissed those people, which is what he was supposed to do. I want you to understand something. The person asking this question expects you to be giddy because Meghan Markle and her cuckold husband are in a building watching him play this sport? He's supposed to be giddy? You must be kidding me. That's just wild to me. Oh my gosh, were you so excited that the royal couple was there to watch you play? No? Wow, man, are we so distorted as a world, not even as a nation, are we so distorted that that's what's supposed, the idea, think about Meghan Markle. This is a girl, pardon me, this is a girl who was a B-League actress in Hollywood on, what was it, I forget the TV show, Suits. I remember when she was on Suits, I thought, cute girl, no big deal. Better looking women in Hollywood, but no big deal, played a nice character. And that girl is suddenly royalty. She's supposed to be treated so differently now. Somebody please explain to me what happened between now and then. Oh, Kevin, she married a prince. Don't get me started, white folks. Don't get me started. A prince. I got 4 black princes. And ain't nobody treating him like any. And let me tell you, do you know what what Carter's job is? One of his chores? To pick up Buster's doo-doo. Oops. Still got that coffee, you can tell. But yeah. My youngest son, one of his princely roles is to pick up after his puppy brother. His doggy brother, Buster. I love that kid to death, and he is a prince in his family, and he is as royal as you can get to me as a child. But he's got a chore to pick up Buster's doo-doo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The post-Christmas chaos continues as Southwest Airlines continues to cancel thousands of flights across the country. The Department of Transportation says they're looking into Southwest
after nearly two-thirds of their flights were disrupted on Monday. In Los Angeles, one Southwest passenger is expressing his disappointment in the airline.
I just found that it was canceled. I didn't get any notice on by text or email or phone.
Home prices are slipping again for the fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows a 0.5% decline for October as high mortgage rates slow the rise in prices. Still, the index posted an annual gain of 9.2%. Miami, Tampa, and Charlotte reported the biggest year-over-year home price increases on the 20-city list. President Biden and the First Lady are heading to the Virgin Islands today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mean, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory that people had about Twitter turned out to be true. So, is there a conspiracy theory about Twitter that didn't turn out to be true? So far, they've all turned out to be true. And if not, more true than people thought.
It's fun to hear Elon Musk laugh. It really is. I don't think it happens a lot. And when something tickles him, you know, because I think he's got Asperger's, right? Something like that. I don't know the deal. But when something tickles him, it tickles me because his brain's operating at a different level. The dude is brilliant. He really is. Remember he was talking about the coding? He goes, I've got something better than PayPal. It's much better. He goes, I may be breaking that out here soon. And he can jump around from one thing to the next thing to the next thing and make it successful. And I will tell you, I was a detractor of Elon Musk early on because he was getting billions of dollars from the government in order to build Tesla and some of these other things. And but, you know, I will fall on the sword. I do believe in a government, what they call a public-private partnership. And Elon Musk took advantage of people saying, look, we need to make this transition into green energy. I'll develop a whole new car. And he did it. And not be happy about, we pay all this money to let Tesla develop, we give all these rebates to people buying these cars, and you know, we haven't really looked downstream. And I still believe that to a large degree, but at the end of the day, Elon Musk, that's not his problem. He followed the trend lines and he developed what is a rocket ship. He revolutionized the car industry, and as I like to remind people, he revolutionized the battery industry. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if anybody wants to really admit it, but you probably only need two AA batteries by Elon Musk to power everything in your house. Because that dude has done some stuff with batteries that will just make your head spin. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. We're going to have a heck of a new year. We got a new champion. Let's add to the list of champions because we don't get rid of we shouldn't get rid of our champions. Donald Trump is a champion and should always be a champion. He should be canonized in conservative circles. The problem is we have too many Republicans. And I don't mean Republic ICANs. I'm talking about Republicans. Rhinos. So let's add Elon Musk to Donald Trump to whoever else we may figure is one of our heroes. And let's look for real ones this time. How about we get away from the cult of personality and we start focusing on other stuff? It's funny. Speaking of which, I was listening to Charlie Kirk. I was at his big event, not as a guest speaker. I should have been. I would have absolutely ripped that crowd to shreds. Oh my gosh. It was, I'm not going to say, you know, for me it was boring, but I do understand people's hoopla over that, and that's great. But boy, I would have added a whole other dimension to that. But anyway, I saw Charlie, and I also have seen him speaking now, and he's gone really hardcore religion. Yeah. And I believe him. I believe Charlie has really found faith. One of our mentors, a guy that Charlie really had a lot of respect for and who respected Charlie, the great Foster Freeze, who I am proud to call a friend, who passed away 2 years ago. And well, in May, it'll be 2 years. But Foster was a very pious guy who said, he gave away over $200 million of his own money, and he would say things like, you know, I tell you what, if it was my money, I wouldn't give a dime of it away. He goes, but you better be happy, it's God's money. And he'd just give it away. And he and his beautiful bride, Lynn, who thankfully is still alive, Lynn's still doing the same thing. She's following in Foster's footsteps. They're giving away their fortune. And they're just amazing people. And so I know Charlie is built of that same ilk. I think his transition is really pure. And he's really learning about the Bible. Somebody's sent him to school. And, you know, and I hope that this transition allows his organization to really do some good. And one of the things that I saw him say is he goes, I'm going to make it my goal to rid the Republican Party of these people that are not trying to do good for us. I don't know if that's going to do. I don't know where that's going to lead him. And maybe, you know, this is God's path for him, and it's a great thing, because let's face it, the kids, he has not converted a lot of kids into conservatism with his approach. The colleges and universities are not more conservative because of Turning Point. It's just not going to happen. You got a system that is built to teach ignorance and to squash out pure thought, freedom of thought. And it's going to change at a different level. It's going to change at a level like mine, not like at the Charlie level. We got 2,000 locations where we got TBUSA on campus, and you got 2,000 locations where they're being beaten down, brutalized, not able to accomplish anything, not winning over a whole lot of people. And you could add up all the people that Charlie's brought into those arenas and what have you. And this is not a slam on him by any means, but you could add all those kids up, and they aren't a fraction of the kids who are woke. So, if it's me, I'm stepping back as a management consultant going, I got to figure out a different way to wake y'all up. And I would be doing a whole different thing, kind of like what I'm doing. So anyway, I want to shed some light on that. Charlie was a cult of personality. To be able to get his attention now costs lots of money. And I could go on. And he's becoming somewhat of a church of sorts. I don't know how that's all going to play out, but we'll see what happens. But going back to conspiracy theories and Musk and his ability to smile through all of this, I'm glad we have a champion who isn't beholden for money, who doesn't have to be a cult of personality. I don't think Elon Musk cares one iota how people feel about him. And I know this sounds, I don't know how it's going to sound, you know, I can't really care. But here's what I will tell you. You can't, at his level, if you're going to accomplish stuff, you can't care. You can't care how people feel about you. if Elon Musk was overly sensitive, he wouldn't be Elon Musk. He's got to be a guy that says, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what... Even when Adam Schiff comes at him, he goes, oh, let me show you what... Let me talk about Adam Schiff. Bam! And he hits back. Good for him. But he's smiling, folks. He's smiling and he's telling you, oh, really? Those Twitter, the conspiracy theories. Well, tell me, what wasn't a conspiracy theory? Holy crap. I mean, what didn't turn out to be true? And he's laughing about it. And he's publicly saying this and people are paying attention. And let me tell you, here's something you're not going to have heard in a long time. Elon Musk is sucking up the oxygen from Donald Trump. When Elon Musk tweets, people listen. When Elon Musk speaks, people listen. When Elon Musk acts, things change. He's not surrounded by a bunch of people that are telling him yes. He's not surrounded by a bunch of people. God love Trump. He makes the worst. I heard Jared Kushner said some negative stuff about him. His own father-in-law, son-in-law, Ivanka, has never been a pure Republican. I've heard, I don't even know what to think. Do you? Here's what I know. I can bet you the people who Elon Musk has employed dote on that dude. I bet you they go, this guy is brilliant. You may not even like him, but he's brilliant. And I don't think this guy is a Steve Jobs where, I know he's not. Because see, Steve Jobs had good concepts, but he couldn't do anything. Musk is a programmer. Musk knows how to build stuff and make it work. So he takes concept to reality. He's frickin' Steve Jobs on steroids. Times 10 multiplied by infinity. He just, the dude is amazing. And exposing the corrupt nature of those Twitter Gestapo makes him smile. What's next, Elon?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats got a lot of bad news coming, and they need to do some damage control. Inflation, gas prices, anemic sales. Now, that's not the way they're going to describe it. In fact, here's how they reported this. The numbers are beginning to roll in, and according to early figures, holiday spending got a lift this year. U.S. retail sales, excluding automotive sales, between November the 1st and December the 24th, increased 7.6% year over year. This is MasterCard Spending Pulse data. In-store and online retail across all platforms And they go on, e-commerce sales grew 10.6% compared to last year and made up 21.6% of total retail, up from 20.9% in 2021 and 20.6% in 2020. In-store sales grew 6.8% over 2021. Then they go on to talk about Black Friday, biggest spending day, up 12% year over year. Well, what they forget to tell you is, year over year, in the COVID year, wasn't that great. But all the trends, it's up, 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 right? 10 point, you know, so in this case, 6.8% growth on one thing, 7.6% growth. And you know what? None of that's factoring in. I mean, they do. They touch on it. But they don't really tell you inflation. And if you think that inflation was only 6.8% and 7.6%, the numbers that describe the growth that they're talking about, you'd be wrong. See, inflation is in the 20s. And the only amount of growth they got was less than 8%. They said, and here's what I love this part. While these numbers are not adjusted for inflation, they represent a cost-conscious consumer that took advantage of markdowns and a heavily promotional environment this holiday season. Translated, the manufacturers and the distributors, the retailers, all of them had to take it in the shorts. They marked down. They did everything they could to move product. They got inventory sitting on stuff. They got stuff sitting out in warehouses, on boats, on docks, that they're going, man, what are we going to do with this stuff? Ship it to Africa? Like the WuFu vaccines? Oh, if only they were Big Pharma. And they could just throw those HD TVs into Africa somewhere where they only have enough electricity to run them. It's fun to watch. This guy goes on to say this. His name is Steve Sadoff, senior advisor for MasterCard, former CEO and chairman of Saks, if you remember that retailer. Says this holiday retail season looked different than years past. Retailers discounted heavily, but consumers diversified their holiday spending to accommodate rising prices and an appetite for experiences and festive gatherings post-pandemic. That's a nice way of saying they didn't buy a bunch of our crap. And let me tell you, look, you don't have to believe me. I'm just a former management consultant that doesn't know a whole lot about this stuff, right? But let me tell you something. If you think they're panicked now, wait until that supply chain continues to want to fill up with new stuff as they can't find homes for the old crap. I think I told you guys. I saw a 50-inch TV that back in the day would have cost you $20,000. It was $500. 50 inches. No, wait a minute. Was it 50 or 60? It was huge. I just remember thinking, there's no way they sell that TV for that amount of money. I was so tempted to get another TV. Like I need another TV, like I need a hole in the head. He says, while the prices this season were higher than last year, they've begun to moderate in recent months. In November, consumer prices rose by 7.1% compared to last year. So the growth that they were talking about, that the retail sales except for automotive increased 7.6% year over year, there's your inflation. Consumer prices rose 7.1%. They went on to say, inflation made consumers more price conscious and deal hungry this holiday season. That was from Michelle Meyer, North American Chief Economist of MasterCard's Economics Institute. Look, you want to rely on the MasterCards and the economic institutes of the world to tell you how good or how bad things are, fine. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a genius to understand that the consumer is now about to be in control. And it's going to last this way for a bit. And it's really thrown the supply chain into a a spiral. Now, there's ways to flush, but it's going to hit the balance sheet, and it's as I mentioned before, prior to the even during the holiday season, you got people like FedEx laying off drivers and Amazon laying off drivers. Are you kidding? That's the busiest time of year for you. How could you be laying off drivers? But they are. And let me tell you, the panic, the one thing that the Democrats can control a lot of crap. They can put all this stuff on your plate and make you believe that Hunter Biden is a real Renaissance man and J6 is the biggest existential threat ever. Okay? But once they lose the population, when people go, nah, you got me panicked, and they can't keep a lid on that panic, then they're in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble anyway. I want to play this clip of people talking about Vice President in the coup, Harris.
Despite a wide range of accomplishments, like failing to secure the border and constantly having to replace her staff, Vice President Kamala Harris says the press doesn't cover her fairly, claiming, quote, "There are things that I've done as vice president that fully demonstrate the strength of my leadership as vice president that have not received the kind of coverage that I think the Dobbs decision did receive." Here to react is Fox News contributor Joe Concha. Joe, good morning. Merry Christmas to you. What is your reaction to this comment from the vice president?
Well, Kamala Harris, Carly, should take caution on what she wishes for, right? Because in terms of leadership, she's failed to lead on her number one job, and that is securing and solving the crisis that is a catastrophe at the U.S. southern border. And instead, she's been an absentee landlord of a VP on this front. And we've had nearly 5 million people come into this country in the first 2 years of this administration at the border she was put in charge of. Think about what 5 million people is. We have 27 states that have a lower population than 5 million people, and we've already replaced that, or at least added to that, in the first 2 years. So overall, Carly, she's been largely invisible, just like her boss Joe Biden. Her handlers are terrified, mortified, petrified of putting her in front of a microphone, and she's also yet to hold one press conference as vice president.
The reason her staff is petrified to have her in front of the microphone is because of moments like this. Watch.
And we agreed to advance specific rules and norms in space, international rules and norms. More specifically, regarding rules and norms and international rules and norms.
You guys are going to see, you're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Right. And Joe, it's not just the stumbles. It's also these reports that Joe Biden said behind the scenes that she is a work in progress, admitting that. And, you know, the fact that there was this major staff exodus from her staff as well. And the media doesn't really cover that. So they're really doing her a favor here.
And Carly, isn't that comforting that the president thinks that his vice president is a work in progress? The number two most powerful person in the country is getting on the job training.
I don't find it very crazy that you'd be getting on the job training as a vice president, per se. I find it hard to believe that you're getting it from a guy who's a demented fool. I don't know if I even read this note to you, but a friend of mine sent me the note. I think we did talk about this last week, or I'm delirious because I'm remembering stuff because, you know, I had a week off. But she said that the Secret Service guy said he's Joe Biden's so far gone, he can't believe that he's being able to run the country. This is I'm not calling anybody out. I'm not giving away detail because I don't want this guy getting fired. That actually happened to one of my Secret Service friends. I got to leave it there, folks. Talk to you again soon.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.